Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, all right, the 2021 GMC Yukon Denali. Interesting review, RJ. And that's a great vehicle if you want to take a road trip to, let's say, Austin, Texas, which would be somewhat of a homecoming, as I think. The Yukon is built down in Texas. And for Destination Spotlight number 70 in our ongoing series, Mary and I are about to take you to the Violet Crown City, a place located in the 28th state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1845. But first, a quick word about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
And if you find it challenging keeping all your PPE items clean and organized these days, we encourage you to get the Travel Pro Essentials On-the-Go PPE Convenience Pack. The PPE carry-all is just $29.99, and it easily stores your face masks, gloves, wipes, sanitizer, and a lot more.
It certainly does. So whether you're traveling for your job, on-the-go around town with kids, or road tripping to someplace, let's say like Austin, you can buy your Travel Pro Essentials On-the-Go PPE Convenience Pack or any of the items they offer at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Well, now you all know where we're headed, so let's patch in Tom Noonan, CEO of Visit Austin, and get right into this popular city.
Tom, welcome to America's number one travel radio show. Mary and I appreciate you joining us today for the Destination Spotlight on Austin.
Couldn't be happier than joining you guys today. Thanks for the opportunity and look forward to sharing a little bit about Austin.
Well, that's what we're going to get right into because, listen, when I think of our past visits to Austin, barbecue at Franklin, certainly, or live music and a fun nightlife along 6th Street certainly come to mind. You're the capital city of Texas, somewhat in the middle of the state, if you will. You're about an hour or so northeast of San Antonio, about 2.5 hours or so northwest of Houston, and I'd say about 3 hours south of Dallas where we have Bobby and our operations center. You're home to the University of Texas. There are so many parks, lakes, trails. I mean, there's just so much to do there. Clearly, you're an outdoor activities city for sure. Why do you think it's so popular with travelers?
Well, I think, there's that whole keep Austin weird, right? And there's so many different offerings that Austin offers that maybe you can't find in the rest of the state of Texas, right? So, as you mentioned, you have all the lakes and all the outdoor activities, you can do that. You have the live music, and you can do that. So whatever it is that you want to do, you can find that in Austin. Whatever kind of culinary you want, you can find that.
Yeah, it's
here.
A great
whatever.
Food city, too. That's true.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, and it's kind of like if you love live music, there's lots of offerings there, both indoor and outdoor. Mm-hmm. You can go get on the paddleboard on the lake. You can jog around the trails, you know, the Lady Bird trails. There's just so many different opportunities. And, you know, Austin is one of those places that says, you know, come visit us. Just be yourself. I mean, we don't want any egos. We don't want any honking horns. We want you to come be yourself. You're going to find what you love to do, whatever that music is, whatever that culinary, whatever you want to wear, it's all accepted here. And so just come be yourself and enjoy Austin.
Nice way to describe it. So just before you joined us today, Tom, RJ was here in the studio for the Open Road segment, and he wanted me to ask you about the U.S. Grand Prix because that's a huge draw potentially for travelers if it happens. So are we going to have Formula One racing again in Austin later this year in October?
Well, right now it's scheduled for October 22 to 24. We think it's still going forward. But, you know, the great thing about the COTA, Circuit of the Americas racetrack, which hosts the Formula One race, is that not only do they have the Formula One race, but they also normally have an IndyCar race now. They have a NASCAR race, MotoGP race. So there's lots of different opportunities for motorsports. But Formula One, you know, it'll draw 150,000 people. They'll have a big-name music act, typically, that plays on Saturday night, which draws a big crowd as well. When you buy the race ticket, you get the concert ticket to go with it. It's really a fun activity. And the nice thing is it is outside. So we're pretty hopeful that by November, through the pandemic, it'll have receded enough that they'll be able to put some spectators out there. Maybe they're not doing 150. Maybe they're doing 25 or 30 or something like that.
Well, I know he's planning to come down, and that's going to be a definite segment for the show. So he'll be enjoying for sure. But, you know, one thing we've seen during the pandemic is states like Florida and Texas, they've done a pretty good job remaining open and welcoming to visitors with various protocols. Places like California or the New York City area where Mary and I are here, you know, we've been in shutdown mode, if you will, of making life challenging. So I want to know, how has Austin handled the coronavirus? And if listeners want to come, are you welcoming them? And are they going to get that real Austin authentic feel that it's known for?
Yes, we are open. We are being safe. You're not going to see the major festivals and events and huge gathering events right now. You're not going to have that. But You're going to be able to get into any hotel you want to. You're going to be able to go into a lot of our restaurants. The nice thing about it is the weather here normally is, you know, especially even during this time of year, you're 60 or 70 degrees. You can sit outside and dine and do a lot of that activity, so you can do those things. A lot of our museums and attractions are opened at a reduced capacity. I'd recommend everybody that comes to town, if they get the opportunity, not only go to our website, obviously, but go down to our visitor center, because the visitor center is open. Just leaving the door open. We have a couple of people working at the counter. We're being safe about that, but we'll tell you what's currently open that day and what's going on in the city, which you might want to call ahead as well. You know,
okay,
so
right.
Now we're definitely open, but we're being very safe about it. Our capacities are reduced for that reason, but we're still open and we're still inviting guests to come to town.
Okay, good to hear. All right, Tom, last question from us. It's the one we ask every guest whenever we spotlight a destination. Share with us something surprising or an interesting fact about Austin that's certain to entice our listeners to come visit. And you've got 6 seconds.
Bats. Come was the bats on the
did not see that coming in there, Tom. Okay, bats.
Bats. You know, and then the other thing I would tell you is brand new downtown Waterloo Greenway and the new amphitheater. Yeah. The backdrop is the state capitol.
Bats. Well, there we are. So, folks, listen, austintexas.org will get you all the information on the website. Tom, really enjoyed speaking with you. We'll stay in touch and have a great weekend, all right?
Thanks, you too.
Thank you so much, Tom.
All right, bats. Had no idea about that. Tom Noonan, appreciate him joining us, folks. Right now, we've completed 70 destination spotlights in the ongoing series. It started back in 2017. You can find them all on the homepage of our website. As we approach 11 a.m. Eastern Time, Mary, that's it for hour one of the program this week. We still have another hour straight ahead. After these messages, we'll be back with hour two and another 60 minutes of the fastest 2 hours in travel.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.